Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Your mind is the greatest gift God has given you. And that's why today we continue with a brand new series called Rethinking Your Life. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shares the 9 biblical pillars we need to reshape our minds so that we can become more like Jesus Christ. In just a moment, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of this year's brand new Daily Hope Advent calendar. It's beautiful. Just go to PastorRick.com to find out more, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called How to Win Over Persistent Temptations.
We're in this series where we're trying to look at key areas of our lives from a new, fresh perspective, because we often get it wrong. Our perspective's often wrong, and we want to get it from God's perspective. The Bible calls this repentance. This is a series on repentance. And I told you each time that the word repent, metanoia in the Greek, literally means change your mind. Metanoia, change your mind. Anytime you change your mind, anytime you rethink something and you learn to see it from God's point of view, that's repentance. And so we're looking at all different areas of our lives. What we're changing the way we thought about God, and changing the way we think about ourselves, and changing the way we think about life. And last week we looked at changing the way we think about sin. And this weekend I want us to look at changing the way we think about temptation, because we often get stuck in a cycle of good intentions, failure, and then guilt. And then good intentions and failure and guilt. Good intentions. And God doesn't want you to live in that cycle. And so we're going to look at how do you win over persistent temptation. And the way you win over persistent temptation is not by resisting it, but by rethinking how you actually see temptation. This is going to be a very practical message. And maybe some areas of your life you have just habitually stumbled in. Anger or envy or gossip or impatience or whatever. I think what we're going to look at today from God's word is going to be a big, big help. So get out your message notes and a pencil as we look at the reasons for rethinking how we look at persistent temptation. I'm going to give you 9 biblical ways to do that. Tom's going to help me out here. As I said, very, very practical. So let's get right into it. What does the Bible say? If I want to get victory over the areas of my life that I keep stumbling in, the habits, and I go, I don't like these things about me, but I just keep doing them over and over and over. How do I break that cycle in my life? Well, there are 8 or 9 things that you do. Number one, first thing, understand how temptation works. You can't defeat temptation if you don't understand how it works. Now, the only good thing we can say about Satan is that he doesn't have any new ideas. He's used the same temptations over and over for thousands of years. The ones that he used on the first couple, Adam and Eve, he's still using today. He doesn't have any new strategy. And that's why the Bible says we don't want you to be ignorant of how Satan works in your life, because when you understand how he works, then you go, I see it coming. And the key is not resisting those temptations, but rethinking and knowing how to respond to what you know is a predictable pattern that he has in tempting you. Now, that pattern is in Genesis chapter 3, in the very first temptation, where Satan comes to Eve and he says, look at this good fruit over here. God has said, don't eat any of the trees, but that was, by the way, a lie. God had said, you can eat of any of the tree except this one. It was a minimum amount. And the Bible says it looked good for food. And he said, did God really say don't eat this? And then he said, go ahead and try it. And he said, you know, you're not going to die if you eat this. You're going to be a God yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a pattern that Satan uses in your life literally every day. And it's there. I wrote it down there on your outline. The pattern for temptation. Every temptation goes through these same 4 steps. The first is it starts with a wrong desire inside of me. Now, let me clarify that. It could be a wrong desire like envy or lust or gossip or impatience or I want revenge. Those are wrong desires. Or temptation can actually start with a right desire, a natural, a legitimate desire, but it is a temptation to fulfill it in the wrong way or the wrong time. Let me say it again. A temptation comes from something in your life that's wrong, and you shouldn't do it, like get even with somebody, retaliate. Or it could be, you have a lot of normal desires, like you have a desire for food, you have a desire for sex, you have a desire to breathe, you have a desire to be loved. There's nothing wrong with those desires. But when we go to have those desires met in our lives in the wrong way or at the wrong time, then it becomes temptation. That makes sense? So the temptation can be a wrong desire or it can be a right desire, wrong time, wrong way, illegitimate way. Temptation takes something that's routine in your life and it turns it into runaway. And all of a sudden, you can't think about anything else but that. And any desire, even good desires in your life, any desire in your life out of control is now destructive. Any desire, even a good desire, out of control becomes destructive. So it starts with a desire. Step two is then Satan says, doubt God's word. And he goes, did God really say? And Satan says this to you every day of your life. Did God really say, don't get even? Did God really say, don't have sex outside of marriage? Did God really say, whatever? He could say it 1,000 different ways. Satan tries to get you to question God's word. Did God really say? And then he substitutes that doubt with his deception. I told you in the first message of this series, behind every sin that I commit is a lie that I'm believing. Behind every time you sin, you're believing a lie that's not the truth. All of a sudden, you've not believed what God said, you've believed what Satan said, and that's a lie. So we go from desire to doubt to deception, okay? And when I agree with that and I believe, I know what'll make me more happy than God does, I've just bought into a lie. Everybody's doing it, I've just bought into a lie. There's no problem with this. It's not that bad. I've just bought into a lie. And when I do that, then we go to the fourth step, which is disobedience, and then I get hooked and defeated. So you just need to know that every time you sin, Satan's going to whisper in you, you got this natural desire. Nothing wrong with that. And then he's going to say, did God really say? And then he's going to say, it's not that bad. It's okay. You can get away with it. It won't hurt you. Everybody's doing all these different things. And then you fall for it and you get hooked. Now, once you understand that, the second thing you need to know is I need to know what makes me vulnerable. And this is different for every one of us. What makes you vulnerable to temptation and to sin? What makes you give in to it? In Ephesians chapter 4 in the Bible, it says, verse 27, do not give the devil a foothold. He said, don't give him a place in your life he can start leveraging to tempt you and to get you messed up and to get you off out of whack. Now, what's the most common foothold Satan gets into your life? Do you know what it is? Do you know what is the most common foothold that you give Satan in your life that allows him then to do all these temptations? I'll tell you what it is. Any negative emotion. Anytime you have a negative emotion, you've just given Satan a foothold in your life. And you're going to be more vulnerable than at any other time to temptation. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Now, why does God say guard your heart above everything else? Your heart is the center of your emotions. Now, I want you to listen very closely. And we're going to cover a lot of material today, so I know it's going to be like an overload, drinking from a fire hydrant. But to defeat temptation, you don't focus on your behavior, what I'm about to do. Instead, you want to identify the thoughts that you're having and the feelings that come out of those thoughts. because that's how Satan hooks you. Not your behavior, but your thoughts. What am I thinking? The doubt and the deception that's going to cause me to have the emotion, that's going to cause me to get hooked, that's going to cause me to give in to whatever I'm doing. You see, Satan plays with your emotions every day of your life. He hooks your feelings. You know what I'm talking about? Satan is a master manipulator of your moods. And so he gets you in certain moods. He gets certain emotions going in your life, and those emotions are from your thoughts. And once he's got you emotionally involved, you're done. You're cooked. Put a fork in it. It's over, okay? Because the behavior is going to happen once your emotions have kicked in. Then I want to do this, and my emotions are going to lead me. So he's a manipulator of your moods. Now, you are far more vulnerable to temptation when you have certain emotions in your life than at other times. Sometimes Satan can tempt you, doesn't bother you at all because you're not emotionally hooked. But when certain emotions, negative emotions, start rising in your life, you're getting set up by Satan for a downfall. All right? Now, today, I want to give you a little spiritual EKG. The Bible says guard your heart. I want you to do a heart checkup right now because you need to know your current emotional status and what's out of whack so that then you go, well, I don't want to be vulnerable in this area. Now, I've given you a list here of emotional states, and I'm going to ask you as I go through these to you to give yourself a number, 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4. 0 meaning being more of the negative side, 4 being more of the positive side. For instance, I've given you 10 things here. Like right now, am I more physically exhausted or am I more energetic and in shape? Okay, I want you to circle. If you say, I'm totally emotionally, physically exhausted, I shouldn't even be here. In fact, I may fall asleep on this next point. You give yourself a 1, a 0, okay? And I give you permission to take a nap when Tom is teaching. Okay, but wake up when it comes back to me, all right? If you go, no, I'm real. I'm in peak physique right now. I'm energetic. And say, then you give yourself a 4. Okay, so give yourself a rating on which side of the scale you're on, 0 to 4. Physically exhausted, energetic, and safe. Okay, how about the next one? I'm going to have you total these in a minute, and I'm going to give you your score. Am I right now feeling more discouraged and pessimistic, or am I feeling more encouraged and optimistic? I want you to rate yourself. Right now. This is not where you are all the time. It's where you are right now. Okay, how about number 3? Am I more bored or discontented, or am I more challenged and contented? Bored and discontented, or do I feel challenged by life, but I'm contented? I'm not certainly not bored. Okay, give yourself a 0 on one side or up to the 4 on the other. How about, am I feeling right now more spiritually dry and empty, and we all go through these periods, or am I right now feeling more spiritually growing? Okay, give yourself, rate yourself 1, 0 to 4. How about this next one? Am I right now feeling lonely and distant? Maybe the people I love are in another state. I'm distant from people I love. Feeling lonely and distant, or do I feel loved, and do I feel close to others right now? You know, geographic distance makes a big difference in your emotions. If you travel a lot, you have extra temptations. It's a fact of life. How about the next one? Am I right now feeling insecure or unsure about my future or whatever, or am I feeling more confident and secure? Give yourself an evaluation. Insecure, unsure, confident, and secure. Here's the next one on the spectrum. Right now, am I feeling deeply wounded or hurt, or on the other hand, do I feel understood and valued? Understood and valued. Give yourself 0 to 4. Next one. Right now, am I holding on to unforgiveness, or at the other end, have I forgiven everybody? In other words, am I holding on to anger? I won't let it go. Am I holding on to a grudge, bitterness, resentment? There's somebody I need to forgive, but I don't want to forgive them. So I'm holding on to that. Well, you give yourself a 0 or 1 or low score or I've forgiven everybody, you can give yourself a four. When you hold on to hurt, you give the foothold to the devil. Next one. Am I right now feeling sad, or am I grieving a loss, or am I feeling happy? Which one do I tend to feel right now? And finally, and number 10, right now, are you feeling more frustrated about something in your life, or are you feeling more fulfilled or productive in your life? Okay, now, I've given you 10, so add those up. Obviously, if you gave yourselves all ones, you'd have 10 points. If you gave yourself all fours, you'd have 40. So add them up right now and get your score. And while you're adding that up, I'm going to give you the meaning of this in a second. When you mix several of these things together, like loneliness and frustration and discouragement, it's a potent mix for temptation. And that's when you're most vulnerable. When you're frustrated and angry and hurt, that's a mixture, that's a powerful combo. We start justifying, well, I deserve some comfort. And I'm gonna do this. All right? Now let me give your totals. If your total right now number is 35 to 40, you're in great shape. You're really in good emotional shape, and keep going down that path. If you gave yourself anywhere between 25 to 35, you're vulnerable. And you need to be careful, because you're vulnerable. You're easy pickings for Satan to tempt you. If you gave yourself, if you had 15 to 25 points, friend, you're in extreme danger. You are set up right now for a big, big fall. 15 to 25 points. If you had less than 15 points, my friend, my brother, my sister, you're in a crisis. You're in a crisis right now. You may not even know it, but you're in a crisis. You need help. Now, what I'm saying is that the more vulnerable you are emotionally, the more you're going to fall for temptation. The stronger you are emotionally, the less you're going to fall for it. Now, related to this is this another question, and that is, how long have you been in this current situation? Okay, is this something I'm just in right now, or I've been in it for weeks or months or longer? The longer you're in the low numbers, the more vulnerable you are to Satan. The longer you're in loneliness and discouragement or grief or whatever, the longer in all of that left side, the more vulnerable you are.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you would like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, fall is here, and that means Christmas is right around the corner. That's why we wanted to let you know that Pastor Rick and his wife Kay created a brand new Advent calendar with specially commissioned custom artwork. It's beautiful. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
You know, friends, one of the most common questions that you hear this time of the year is, are you ready for Christmas? It's a question that shows how much preparation we think is necessary just to celebrate this holiday and this holy day. We think getting ready for Christmas means putting up decorations and buying and wrapping gifts and sending cards and planning meals and helping with school plays and church musicals and office parties, and the list goes on, making sure that we help all the people who are in need. But does doing all that really get us ready for Christmas? Will making it through a checklist prepare me for celebrating the birth of Jesus? We both know the answer is no. And we both know that it's too easy to get so caught up in doing too many things, many of them good things, but so many things that we forget the real reason for the season. So you know what? Here at Daily Hope, we've put together a brand new resource that I want you to have. I hope it will help you really get ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. It's an Advent calendar. A calendar of preparation. And each day on this calendar, you'll open one Bible verse. And then you just turn to the corresponding page in a companion book that we've put together, and you read through the very short spiritual growth devotional. Now, it only takes a couple minutes to read the Bible verse and the devotional, but it's going to prepare your heart for the coming of Christ at Christmas. My hope is that this resource, this Advent calendar, will help you spend the holiday expressing your gratitude to God, worshiping instead of worrying, and taking things off your schedule so you can appreciate the true meaning of Christmas. I don't want you to miss the miracle of Jesus this Christmas.
You'll want to get the all-new Daily Hope Advent Calendar and Devotional Booklet in your hands now to start using it on December 1st. And we'll send it to you to say thanks for your gift of support to the Ministry of Daily Hope. There are only 2 days left to request yours in order to get your copy in time for Advent. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.